com. Sports brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply, WWC Engineering. On your Thursday morning, fourth day of December, James Timberlake. Looks like, 27 degrees. Pretty pleasant morning out there.
Okay. I guess it's all relative, right? 29 degrees is pleasant.
It's pleasant this time of year.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. Relative to what we've had.
Well, the normal should be 39 for the high and 14 for the low.
So that's not pleasant. That's colder than what it would normally be.
Yeah. So today, it's Thursday morning. Detroit Lions, Dallas Cowboys tonight. NFL football. Get in on some of that. Looking at the date book today on this fourth day. Max Baer Jr., he was Jethro on the Beverly Hillbillies.
Okay.
88. Today, Jeff throws 88. Jeff Bridges is 76 today.
Great actor.
1956. During a Carl Perkins recording session involving Jerry Lee Lewis and Johnny Cash at Sun Records in Memphis, Elvis Presley visited the studio and jammed with Perkins and Lewis with the tape recording rolling. Cash reportedly participated briefly in the jam before leaving the studio. The four men became known as the Million Dollar Quartet, and the complete tape from that legendary recording session was eventually released on compact disc in 1987. Wow. Like 30 years later.
Yeah.
1998, the only U.S. factory making Scrabble tiles closed. The Hasbro-owned Milton Bradley Wood Products Company in Fairfax, Vermont, which had churned out 1 million of the letter tiles daily.
Dang.
For 20 years.
That's a long time.
That's a long time and a lot of tiles.
A lot of tiles.
Today's cookie day. Hey! How do you like your cookies?
Yeah, I like them softer.
Me
usually.
Me too!
I'm not a crunchy cookie guy.
I'm not either. I like them soft.
Yep. Yeah. Same.
Okay. So, now that everybody knows, James and I like soft cookies.
There you go.
All right.
And here's the thing, though. Actually, let me rephrase that. I like them if they're soft right out of the oven. I don't like them soft if they're older, you know what I mean? If they've been sitting out.
Really?
I like less. Okay. I like them to be a little bit crunchier after.
Really?
After okay. like a day.
No, I'm soft all the way, man. Just do it.
There you go.
Okay. Today is dice day. Roll the dice.
Sure.
Santa's list day.
Santa's list day.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
And I didn't even know this, but I have them on. Wear brown shoes day. Hey.
Oh, okay.
Got brown shoes on.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. Extraordinary work team recognition day.
Sure.
Nice. I like it. Sock day.
Okay.
You have socks with holes in them that you wear?
I think I have socks with holes towards the ankle that I'm wearing right now. Little tiny holes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They're not. If I get socks that are like, or holes in my socks that are closer to like the bottom of my foot, that's when they go. Or towards my toe, that's when they go.
They go.
They got it. Yeah. I gotta get rid of them.
I'm with you, man. I don't. Any wore out sock of any kind or hole. Yeah. I used to mend them.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I can't do that.
You can't?
No.
Okay.
No. But the ones I can, right now.
Maybe I'll show you how.
What does that even entail? I don't understand.
Right. You patch the hole up, man. You take the needle and thread out. Fix them.
Yeah, I never.
you never done that?
Nope.
All right, James. You haven't lived till you've mended socks.
You haven't lived until you've mended
That's
socks.
Right.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. The oldest surviving pair of socks? Egypt. Featuring a split toe design. Worn with sandals, man.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That makes sense.
Hey. The word sock derives from the word, Latin word, sockus.
There you go.
Which was a loose-fitting slipper worn by actors in the Roman theater.
Mm.
There you go.
That makes sense.
Didn't know that, did you? Albert Einstein, did he wear socks, true or false?
Albert Einstein was a weird guy, so I'm going to say no.
Yeah, he didn't wear socks. He refused to wear socks, claiming they were unnecessary. Yeah.
Okay.
They were unnecessary.
Come on.
Okay.
Albert, I'm going to call you. I'm going to say you're wrong on that one.
Okay.
You weren't wrong on a lot of stuff, but that one you were wrong on.
Otzi the Iceman, 53-year-old 5,300-year-old mummy found in the Alps.
Okay.
Had socks on.
Cool.
Frozen in the ice. Didn't have anything else on, but I got socks on.
Yeah. Honestly, if you're going to the Alps, it's the...
Wearing socks made of soft grass.
Oh, that'd be okay. Awful.
I know, wouldn't it? And he held them in place with a mesh netting. That's pretty ingenious. 5,300 years ago.
Yeah.
That he had mesh netting, and he put grass in there, soft grass in there, and put the mesh out on the outside. That's pretty, that's using the old noggin.
Mm-hmm.
Sock City. It's a district that produces roughly one-third of the entire world's sock supply.
Sock City?
Yeah, they call it Sock City. It's in China.
That's not the real name, though. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Say that's pretty on the nose.
It's a district.
Gotcha.
In China. One-third of all the socks in the world. Wow.
A lot of socks.
That is a lot of socks. Hey, you know, it can, you know, if you're in a group setting, James,
mm-hmm.
it can be a little scary sometimes to ask somebody if you don't, you know, if you don't know something, you don't want to, you know, want to bother people, and you definitely don't want to seem incompetent or unprepared. But recent research shows from Harvard Business School found that when you ask for advice, the people you're asking tend to find you more competent. So don't feel bad about asking the question.
Sure.
Right?
I believe that. It's better to ask the question
right.
than go in not knowing what you're doing.
Right. Exactly. Ask the question. I'm not afraid to ask questions. If they think I'm an idiot, okay. That's their problem. I just want to know.
Yeah.
Things you need to know. One of these lasts an average of 8.5 years. What is it?
Wait, say it again?
One of these lasts an average of 8.5 years. You'll never get it.
8.5 years. One of these lasts 8.5 years.
It's in your billfold.
It's in my...
Wallet. Billfold. Wallet.
Like a driver's license, I guess?
No, nope.
Probably less than that. For
$100 bill.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't keep it.
That's actually less than I would have thought.
Yeah, no kidding. Terminally ill ants emit a chemical signal that prompts the other ants to kill them.
Wow.
Protect the colony.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Wow. The ant world's brutal, man.
Yeah, no kidding.
If you're sick, you ain't going to be around long. 3 out of 5 of us wake up thinking about this, James. This is a lot, actually.
What was the percentage again?
3 out of 5.
3 out of 5.
Think about your finances.
That's what I was going to say.
Really? Okay. How often do you get a new computer mouse?
Oh, man.
I shouldn't even
once
ask.
Every 15 years.
Really?
I don't think I've ever bought a mouse.
Okay. It's once every 3 years.
Yeah.
I should ask you, how often should you buy a new keyboard?
That one is once every 6 months,
that's
maybe.
James would be once every 3 months.
Yeah.
He has a new computer keyboard all the time. You're trying to walk by, it's like, I don't think I've ever seen that one before. He's got them lighted up.
Always whipping out
some of
the new ones.
What are some of the features you have on your keyboards? We've got less than a minute.
Sounds good. Lights up. And that's about it. That's what I buy.
Sounds
for.
Good.
Yeah. It's all about the sound, honestly.
So you like the sound when you're hitting your fingers on the key?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. that's what's important
for
me.
You like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's got to sound good when you're tapping it, when you're clacking away.
Is there anything special on that sound that you like?
I don't know how to describe the sound, to be honest
okay,
with you.
All right. So it's sound.
A little bassy, I guess. I don't know.
Then he's got ones that are like a Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah, and they got to light up, too.
Yeah.
That's a given. Right.
You want to see a cool keyboard? Come into the station when you see James. Ask him to look at his keyboards.
I'll have them here.
He'll have them. James got Swap Shop next. You're listening to News Talk 930 KROE, Sheridan, Wyoming, source for news.